We're the farmers, we're the soldiers, we're the workers on the dock. We're the doctors, we're the coaches, the guys who work around the clock. We are from the biggest city, we are from the smallest town, and we all come together on this common ground. This is Budweiser.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to a brand new episode. This is the Friday Happy Hour Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J.O. Man, it's been a minute. Let me tell you why. First of all, I got a delicious Budweiser right here to help me out here on a Friday afternoon. Just finished up work for the week. Getting ready to relax for the weekend before an even busier week. I don't know how many of you work in the retail world, but you know that we're about ready to kick it into high gear as we are heading straight into Thanksgiving week. And then after that, you got Black Friday, you got holiday shopping, and then the holy grail of shopping, it is Christmas. It's Christmas, babe. And on the podcast, for the whole entire month of December, we've got some special things for you. We did last year. Remember, we had three special holiday-related episodes. Get ready for even more this year on Laugh With Me. But you know what? Hopefully we get there. Hopefully we make it to the holiday season. Here's what I'm worried about. Comedy in general is under attack like never before. I mean, I don't know how many of you know about what happened at Madison Square Garden at a specific rally. There was a comedian who went up there to tell jokes, Tony Hinchcliffe. And he was the next day's media news fodder for his jokes. We're under attack. Funny comedic actor O.J. Simpson never got another role after his hilarious take in The Naked Gun. What, he was just gold in that movie, in those movies. And he never got another role after that. It's like, what? Why are we singling out a Pro Football Hall of Famer like that who actually found his way into what could have been a very good career in acting? And then your boy J.O. took a shot. Yeah, a lot of you didn't see it. Here's why. It got censored. It got censored by the very person who came under attack, who came after not just me, but came after comedy in general. This specific person, it started very innocent-like, okay? This specific person. And just, you know, for the purposes of having somebody to reference, we're going to call her Dawn, okay? And she's a comedian. And I'm not using names. I'm not using real names, okay? So I'm using names just so that I have a reference point for you. So Dawn, local comedian from Lincoln, Nebraska, or as we're going to call it, Big Lincoln, okay? Dawn from Big Lincoln posts, she's promoting a show, which is great. I love seeing them. I like them. I share them. I try to do what I personally can because I can't make to every show. Like, I can't physically be in the audience at every show that goes on in Lincoln and Omaha and other surrounding places. I go where I can, when I can, and whatnot. But here's the thing. This person puts up a post promoting a show, actually, and promoting a friend of the podcast. Kent, you've heard him on the show. He's fantastic. We're going to have him back on the show. But she's promoting a show that he's on, right? And she says, all right, come out to the show. And she says, laugh with me. And she's, you know, trying to get the audience to, you know, come out to the show and laugh a little bit. And I thought, well, that would be funny if, you know, because, you know, this show is called Laugh With Me. It would be funny if I interacted with her post because I did see it and I think what she's doing is great. If I interacted with the post with like a fake cease and desist letter and said it was from the desk of the lawyers from Laugh With Me podcast. So I put together the cease and desist letter. And let me just tell you, it couldn't have been more, it was very cartoonish, okay? It was a simple Google cease and desist letter and images and found one that had blank spaces. And then I went and I typed in very big and cartoonish the gaps there on the spaces so that basically the cease and desist was you cannot use Laugh With Me because we own the copyright to Laugh With Me, right?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
So I post it and I say from the desk of, you know, Laugh With Me podcast. And then Kent instantly gets tagged and with a question mark, you know, asking him, what the hell is this? And then I'm under attack. And there's this giant paragraph about how she didn't know that I owned Laugh With Me and that she couldn't use that and blah, like just went on and on and on and on. Because apparently she thought I was a real lawyer, which no, okay? I sell gasoline by trade and pizza slices, okay? I'm in no way a lawyer. But the folks who represent Laugh With Me, well, I can tell you right now, my producer Johnny Palermo knows people in a certain industry that would be able to lay down the law, if you know what I mean, if it came down to it. Well, you know what I'm saying, Johnny? That's what I'm saying. So, she posts this, right? I leave it alone. Oh, no. I didn't leave it alone. This is what gets better. I post a GIF that shows a little stick man, and flying over the stick man's head, it says joke, and it flies over their head. You know, like the joke went over her head. That's when it got personal. That's when we went under attack. Then she started talking about how she doesn't like dumb humor. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't say anything. That's when I shut it down. And then that's when she, very conveniently, hid all the comments. So now nobody can see my cease and desist letter, which was getting a lot of likes and laughs. It was funny. It was getting interactions and impressions on her post to help promote her show. That's what we were doing. Anyways, we're declaring war. We are declaring war on Big Lincoln and Don. Then again, I'm just using fake names so not to upset the innocent. But what we're not going to have is comedy attacked. And we're not going to have comedy be shoved to the side. When a funny bit hits, and that one hit, we celebrate it. Okay? Johnny, when a funny bit hits, like when somebody posts a cease and desist letter on Facebook because they say the words laugh at me, how do we react to this? This is how you react. Johnny. Yes. We give them a like. We give them a laugh. We say thanks for the impression, the interaction, the comments. Because that's how we grow this damn thing, right? That's how we grow this damn thing. If we're going to post to our friends all the shows we're doing, we are in fact needing other friends to post, comment, like, and share in order for it to grow to other people who are not friends with you, who may then potentially go to your show. Guys, that's how it works. If you're posting to the same old folks every single time and you're not getting any interactions, you're not promoting shit. Okay? That's just how it is. And then when somebody interacts with you to help promote your show, you do not declare war on them. Don, you made a mistake. Because myself, Johnny Palermo, and the friends of the Laugh With Me podcast are prepared to go to war to save comedy. And that's exactly what we're doing. So on this Friday happy hour, we toast to you, Don. We toast to you. We toast to Big Lincoln. We toast to all of you in hope that we can come to some sort of an agreement, to some sort of conclusion to this, because right now, the stakes are high. The stakes have never been higher. Comedy is at stake. You're seeing it attacked all over the world. I gave you two incredible examples before it got personal. This one's big, Don. This one's real big. Big Lincoln, Laugh With Me's coming. Laugh With Me is coming. And we're bringing the jokes with us. Cheers. Happy Friday, everybody.